Welcome back to the second hour of April 24th, this beautiful lessons we're having with Eleanor 2022. So, Eleanor, first we have to welcome, where did I see Ms. sorry, my brain is gone. Ash, hi. So, Eleanor, our next amazing lesson.
Okay, are you ready? So, how many people in here would love to learn how to let your head be more floaty on top of your body? So yeah, okay. How many, I'm gonna already raise my hand. You know what I'm gonna ask? Have that itchy spot on your back, you know, behind the shoulder blade or below the shoulder blade. It's like an itchy spot. Yes, okay. Linda, you don't have an itchy spot?
Not under my shoulder blade. Sometimes, and then some, not often.
Not often. Good for you. Okay. So that itchy spot is often, it's like little efferent nerves that come from the spinal cord, they say, that go to the skin. So it's like, oh, look at, I got an eraser. Oh, you know, perfect. So during the break, I did the lesson that I'm about ready to teach you. And I will just say it completely quiets the itchy spot. So the itchy spot is not dry skin, even though we may think it is. We don't have to put extra lotion on it. But although sometimes that feels good, the wall always feels good. The corner of a wall, an eraser, a back scratcher, or a partner who can scratch your back. So all of those things, wouldn't it be nice if we could come back to youthness and not just get the head to float all the way through effortlessly on our spine, but reduce that itchy spot? We could market this. So this lesson is called Head and Chest Zigzag. So we're going to be zigzagging the spine. So please come stand up and get yourself up against the wall. And then again, I will be up against the wall. Please tell me if you can hear me back here. Can you hear me when I'm back here?
Yes.
Yes. Oh, good. I almost couldn't see with you, see that far. One day I'll actually get distance glasses. So now, before you're leaning up against the wall, just come and stand. And let's evaluate your posture. And imagine there is a plumb line that goes through the top of your head all the way down to the floor. And where does it fall in relation to your tailbone? Where does it fall in relation to your feet? So if we drop this plumb line from the top of the head, does the plumb line drop more towards one foot to the floor than the other? Can anybody notice that? Yeah, okay. So some people, you're completely feel it in the middle. I'm over one leg more than the other. Anybody else over one leg more than the other? Yeah, okay. So this is our pretest. So then we'll go and do the lesson. Then we'll talk about what the strategies of why we're doing this lesson, this movement lesson, will be about. So just starting the process, come lean up against the wall and lean in the step position so that one foot is further closer to the wall and one foot is further away from the wall, and let your legs be apart from each other. So they're under, under the structure of your legs, under the structure of your hip sockets. One leg in front and the heel of the other foot close to the wall. It can touch the wall or be close to the wall.
Can you say that again?
Yes. So you're going to lean your back up against the wall and you're going to have one heel of one foot close or touching the wall and the other foot in front of you so that you're in the stepping position. And the reason Ruthie likes us to be in stepping position is we're never in a military place. We're never in a, everything is perfectly under one. We're, if we add the stepping position, meaning one in front, we're already waking up the biological activity of motion, of movement, which is what we're designed to do. So it's
bloody brilliant.
Isn't it? Bloody brilliant. When she first said that, I went, OMG, for all that that means. So the moment, it's not about balance in this case, it's about already waking up that biological part of us that is motion. And everything about us is to be in motion. And we can use motion to be in no motion. So, leaning your back against the wall, the heel of one foot towards the wall, and the foot, the other foot in front, in a way that, let's say, the heel of the foot in the front is in alignment with the ball of the big toe. So in other words, one heel is back and the other foot is forward, but not all the way in front of the other foot. Does that make sense?
Yep.
It's just in front so that the one in front is that heel is in alignment with the ball of the big toe of the other foot and they're hip width apart. We're not making big strides. We're not making big strides, but we want to keep the connection. It can be that the heel is in alignment with the arch, but you're going to want to have it a little bit forward because it's going to give you some balance up against the wall. And then so that you can, it'll help you to be comfortable. And then take one hand. So for me, the foot that is forward, I'm putting that hand behind my head. So the foot that is forward, that hand is behind your head. And see if you can rest your head somewhat quietly. You may have the hand flat or you may need a big fist because your head carriage, maybe your head carriage is so far forward that you need to put the fist behind it, or maybe you can put the hand behind it, or maybe you can put the hand behind it slightly bent so that the knuckles are touching the wall behind you. Whatever you're doing, you know the drill, you're making yourself comfortable, whatever that takes. And now with your nose facing in front of you, just start to slide the head a little bit from one side to the other. Remember that the name of this one is called zigzag. So we're just gonna zig the head forward and back. Don't make the head so far out of alignment. Do what it takes. Pad yourself up.
Try to throw them.
Oh, it's delicious, delicious. And yesterday when I did it, it made me realize how far forward my head carriage has been. My head carriage has been quite far forward because now I'm walking three dogs or I'm sitting at the computer too much, one or the other. But my whatever it is, my head carriage. So I was like, oh, look at what it takes to open up your ribs to get your head back there and just slide the head a little bit side to side along the wall. And now what would we do? we add the movement of stepping. And the stepping is so minimal. So it's literally just bring one heel up and then bring it down and the other heel up. So we're not lifting a foot. We're not actually lifting a foot. We're just lifting a heel, lifting a heel, lifting a heel, lifting a heel. As you slide the head side to side, but you're not actually lifting the whole foot. We're creating the action of what walking is, and we bend our body with it. Let your knees be bent. As you slide the head a little bit side to side with the hand along the wall.
Holy moly, what if it hurts?
What hurts? What hurts? Is it the shoulder, the neck, the head, what?
I'm trying to see where the pull is. The pull is from my maybe the scapula and my ribs.
I had that yesterday too. And then all of a sudden a little happened and I had a self-adjustment, which was amazing. So make it so that you can do it. In that case, Linda, don't have the hand flat. Really have the hand bent so that the head is not pulled back so far. Does that make sense?
I'm laughing at you saying don't have your hand flat. How many fists could I have?
Yes, exactly. So this is where we would take foam and pillows and put them behind us. So, you know, if we were in a class, yeah. So pick a pillow from your sofa and put that behind you. The other thing you might want to do is just make sure your low back is quiet against the wall. And so that could be that you pad the wall. And then just add the stepping, sliding one way and the other. And keep in mind, remember, Linda, was it your left shoulder that you injured a handful of years ago?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So try it on the other shoulder.
I am.
Yeah. Because just because it got better doesn't mean it's in the same place as it was when you were 30.
Oh, well, it's not. I mean,
yeah. Things break or they get dislocated or they get separated or they get torn. But what can we do, right? So what we're doing when we're doing this action is we are claiming our freedom to create access to this motion. So let's say, okay, come back down and just rest for a moment. Come back down and rest for a moment. I mean, don't sit down, stand and rest for a moment. Yes, Valentina. Okay, I see your hand.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Is the head slide opposite from the heel raise or to the same side?
Thank you. Thank you. That's exactly what I was just going to do after this rest, because I realize I always. Thank you. Okay. Take that rest. Now let's come back to the wall. Put the back heel to the wall, the other foot a little bit in front. And the foot that's in front, put the hand behind, however you can put it, so that you're letting the head feel neutral. As you're sliding side to side, you are sliding the head and nothing else. You are sliding the head and dragging the top thoracic vertebrae along with you. Just dragging the top thoracic vertebrae. So we're not just moving the cervical vertebrae, the neck vertebrae, but we're also moving the vertebrae that the ribs are connected to, the thorax, the top of the ribs moving. And now add one heel and the other. So do it so that if your head is sliding to the right, if let's say your right hand I see a lot with right hand. So let's say the right hand is up behind the head and you slide the head to the right, lift the right heel and the left heel's down, then slide the head to the left, lift the left heel and the right heel is down. So you're going to lift the heel of the same foot that you slide the head away from you to your right. Then you're going to lift the other heel. So every time you slide the head in one direction, you lift that heel. Every time you slide in one direction, you lift that heel. And do that several times. Give thanks to your neck and shoulder. And now switch. When the head goes to the right, the left heel comes up. When the head goes to the left, the right heel comes up. And don't bend like the letter C, really zig and zag. And it's confusing, but what we're doing is I'm looking out my window right now as I'm talking and I'm watching, and it's always the men walking like this as they get older. And the women are the same age, walking like this. So I'm just saying, this wakes this up, waking the upper body up to connect with all that we are. This is, it's asking a lot. Come back and rest for a second. I love having this home where I live, this other little home, because I can look out the window and I'm just constantly watching people walk by. And I realize lessons like this is so crucial to our well-being. Because when we walk bent over, we're more likely to lose balance and fall. When we have freedom of swinging our arms, not swinging forward, just swinging on top of ourselves, and the head can move like a periscope or like a dancer like this, we're less likely to fall because our balance is connecting all the way through it. And if we trip, we just, boop, we can catch it. More likely. So come back to the wall. Say, thank you, wall. You are a great teacher to me. And the right hand goes behind the head or whatever hand, and the opposite heel to the wall behind you because it gives you a nice support and the legs are a little bit apart. And now as you zigzag only side to side. As you bring the head to the right, the left heel comes up and the right heel is down. And as you bring the head to the left, that left heel is down. And as you bring that head to the right heel is down. So whatever direction you slot or zigzag your head to, that heel is down. Whatever direction you're sliding your head to, that heel is down. And now in slow motion, start to change it. So whatever direction you're sliding your head, that heel is up. Who noticed the switchover was easier this time?
I did.
Yeah. Yeah. You see? And what we're doing now, switch it again. So as you slide over, slowly let that heel go down. So the place you slide the head, the heel goes down. And then the place you slide the head, the heel goes up. And then come back, stand away from the tape, from the wall. Notice how you're standing. Is there something more ease if you drop the plumb line?
I wish you could have.
What is the plumb line dropping down between your legs?
Wow.
What do you notice, Linda?
More over the center instead of to the left.
Isn't that lovely? And it's so simple. So now in true Feldenkrais form, we're going to try, we're going to do many different variations. So this time, come back, the foot to the wall, the other foot in front, hip width apart, the hand behind the head, and this time, the hand on the chest. And this time, as you slide the head in one direction, slide the chest in that direction, but keep the low back completely quiet. The low back doesn't offer itself for anything, just the head and the chest. The head and the upper ribs slide along the wall from one side to the other. And what are we going to do? We're going to add stepping position. One heel up, and then the other heel up. And make a springy in the legs. Don't bend like the letter C. It's truly sliding the head. Diane, I'm watching you. I feel like Hobo Kelly. I have my glasses on and I can see all of you around the world. Just sliding. It's a lot to ask. It really is. So really, I understand it's a lot to ask ourselves to move our head and neck that way. Let your hand down, let yourself rest. We will take more and more breaks because it's very physically and biologically demanding. And now come back, the heel, that heel to the wall, the hand behind the head, and the hand, the other hand on the chest. And this time, bring the head to the left, but the chest to the right. Keep the low back quiet. The head to the right and the chest to the left. And only do, please, what you can. Only do what you can. And now this time, keep the shoulder blade still. Are you ready for this one? Keep the shoulder blade still, slide the head, move the chest in the front, but don't move the ribs in the back. Don't move the ribs. Let the ribs in the back be quiet and let the neck be soft. Let the neck be soft. So you're almost barely touching yourself. Very light, very light, very light. Otherwise you can get a stiff neck. You don't want to create a crick in the neck. You just want to invite some movement. And then come back, let it down. Step away from the wall. And notice if there's something quiet in your jaw. Now this time, come back with the heel to the wall, the other foot in the step position in front, and put one hand behind the sacrum behind you, touching the wall so that it stabilizes your pelvis. So that it can glide the pelvis laterally, side to side. And put the hand behind the head and glide the head and feel where the pelvis goes. You decide, does the pelvis go with it or the pelvis go in opposite? Notice which way you go and let the heel come up and then the other heel come up. And then switch it so that the pelvis comes with the head as it slides to the same side, and the pelvis comes with it as it slides to the other side. So you're curving your spine like the letter C. And can you let your abdomen be soft? Without gripping the muscles in the abdomen. That's okay. I see, Diane, it's not easy on the shoulders. Come back to the middle and let yourself rest. That's a lot, I know. Now again, bring the heel back. The hand back, one hand behind the sacrum, one hand behind the head, and create the motion so that they go opposite each other and one heel comes up and then the other heel comes up. Remember, we're challenging ourselves to create different modes of locomotion. Where are you breathing? Are you holding your breath? And now let them go opposite from each other. So when the head goes to the right, the heel comes down, the right heel comes down and the left heel comes up. When the head goes to the left and the pelvis goes to the right, the left heel goes down and the right heel comes up. And if you're having trouble following my directions because I'm doing a lot of right and left, you create the different sequences. Change your feet over. That's it. And then just come back and move the head. Just move the head. Let your hands come back down. Step away from the wall. And feel how you're standing. Now this time, come back to the wall. Just put your hands, one hand behind the sacrum, one hand behind the head, and just slide the sacrum side to side. Let your head be restful. What would happen that we don't move our head so much, that the head can be restful? And you know what I'm doing? I'm touching the wall just with my fingertip. And the fingers touching the back of my head. So my head is not needing to be so far back, but my hand will get tired as a fist, but I'm connecting with just the fingertip. Can you see what I'm doing? So I'm just having fingers touch my head and the fingertip touching the wall, but I'm still creating that sliding. And we're just sliding the pelvis. But we're not sliding the pelvis up and down. We're literally sliding it side to side. And now come back and rest there and just slide the head. And as you slide the head, can you drag the thoracic vertebrae together with you? And now add walking. One heel, then the other. Let it come back. Yeah, come back away from the wall. What do you feel like on those two feet? Yeah. Okay, and this time, heel back. And just lean against the wall and just slide your chest. And as you slide your chest, one heel, so the direction you slide your chest, the heel comes up. The direction you slide your chest, the heel comes up. Ever so soft, ever so soft. Side to side. And slowly, as you're leaning against the wall, change your feet over. Woo-wee! Put the other heel back to the wall. And the other foot just slightly forward. Don't go into the movement yet. We have a tendency to want to just, in the middle of changing feet over, to jump to the movement. Just really rest there, settle there for a moment. And so slightly, move your skin of your ribs one side and the other without physically sliding the back of your ribs along the wall, but you're moving your skin. So in the moving of your skin, you can feel the pressure change along the back of your ribs. Go easily. Do you feel how this is different? It changes how your pressure of the back of your ribs is along the wall without sliding you. And feel that the weight of the right heel comes up when you go to the direction of the right. And the weight of the left heel can come up a little as you go to the direction of the left. Just sliding your skin. Let your neck be oh so soft. Your jaw and your teeth be oh so soft. Let it slide back down, bend your knees, move away from the wall. Feel that. Now we go back to the initial test as if we were to drop a plumb line from the top of our head down to the floor. Where does that plumb line land now? How do your feet touch the floor this way? And now slowly just start to walk around the room and notice how that incorporates in your walk. Is there a real quietness in your body? And come back. As you're sitting in your chair, did you immediately go to lean back, or are you noticing an easier uprightness? An easier lightness in your body. Could you sit this way quietly and easily? It was quite challenging, I know. It's always challenging when we have to lift our hand above our head, let alone to put it all the way behind us. Then we're asking for these individual movements of side to side. Then we use the head to move the neck vertebrae to drag the top thoracic vertebrae a little bit with them. Then we create the stepping motion. Then we add in stepping the same side we move to. Then we add stepping in the opposite way that we're moving to, because this is giving us more possibilities. And in more possibilities, we can always have choice and more hope in differentiation. Then we add moving the pelvis and letting the head be still and not need to do all the work all the time. And we add in those luscious, sometimes long forgotten parts of our spine called our thoracic spine, the vertebrae that connect from the bottom of the neck to the top of the pelvis, that the ribs are connected to, deserve to be, oh, so delightfully movable, individuated. And then when we come back, we notice when we can incorporate all those possibilities with curiosity. And remembering to breathe, that something happens in our whole being. And lightness in our body. So now in your chair, you can lean back if you'd like and rest any way you'd like, and to just bring yourself with your eyes closed into your breathing. Imagining this beautiful, beautiful structure of your lungs that fill all the way from the top of our collarbones, all the way through our ribs. Some of us have bigger lungs, some of us have smaller lungs, some of us are smaller on one side, bigger on the other. Imagine any way of like the tree of life that you desire to see your lungs as beautiful and filled with blood and oxygen flow, transporting in the goodness and exhaling out the excess that we've made product from. And that all in our body does their job to clean it out. And then take your hands and put them to the right side of below the collarbone and let yourself just breathe into that. Take your time, just breathe into that. You only need a couple of breaths to notice that that can move. And then move it over to the left below the collarbone. Bring in the movement of your breath there. Then take the back of your knuckles and bring them under your armpits onto the sides of your ribs on both sides and let yourself breathe into that. Feel the expansion. See the flow of beautiful fluid of blood, oxygen, everything flowing through your lungs as you create the movement up here. And then just slide it down a couple of inches to the side in the middle, gently, lightly. And then all the way to the lower ribs. And can you put your hands to your back lightly, resting the back of your hands on your back of your ribs and feel your breath here. And then back to the lower ribs to the front. And then a hand to your chest and one to the bottom of your belly. And then let your hands down and imagine your chest, your ribs, front and back like a round ball, completely round sphere. in all directions. This sphere getting larger and smaller. Then come back, just let yourself be there. What is that easiness that you feel in your body? And now get up and go walk around. Really enjoy the walking. Feel and experience yourself. Feeling this lightness, this incredible lightness of your being in your walking. I walk. Just walking. Feel this lightness. Do your eyes see higher in the room rather than lower in front of you? And yet you can see your horizon. You can see in your periphery. Open your eyes to see your periphery around you. All the way around. So when you're looking slightly up, you still see what's below. When you look in front, you still see out to the sides. And your head can move freely and easily. And come back. So you see, we gave a theme to the lesson. We talked about the strategies that we used. We created many different ways to experience variations. Like we do with the horses, like we do with dogs, like we do with all animals. The nature around us gives us variability, and it's our ability to be able to move in those directions. How did this lesson go for you?
Eleanor, I think I got more cracking out of my spine than my chiropractor does. As we were doing the one, we're just one arm up. And I went this way. It's like all kinds of crackling back there and getting rid of that stuff in your muscles.
Exactly. You know, I personally, our best friend is a chiropractor, but I can't be adjusted quickly. My system never has been able to do that. But the thing is, so he finds these top secret little ways to do, you know, and my body can take that, right? But when I was working with this yesterday, the little, last year I tore all the rotator cuffs, muscles in my shoulders. Yeah, you know, stuff happens. It was my dog, gave me a yank and it tore, I guess, of an age where they can tear easily. It was a surprise. I did some more, you know, it's a whole lot better, but still, I guess there was just a tiny bit still of rotation, right? Rotated forward because it was an injury. And doing this, and I was doing it on the right, but I felt the left go, and I went, by George, there's a release that happened in my shoulder that I didn't know that even needed to be there. It released that bit of that, the muscles that were holding, not holding in a good way, but holding in the rotated way. And then I went, oh my God, I self-adjusted, you know, and then along the vertebrae and along the neck and little tiny areas, because we don't realize what our habits do. You know, so here's the vertebrae, and it has a little piece that sticks out, transverse process, and here's the rib. So for those that are watching, the end of the rib and that transverse process of the vertebrae sit on each other. And on a good day, they sit on each other properly. On a not good day, the rib can rotate and a person can feel like they've got a stitch in the rib, right? And it, because it pulls the intercostal muscles in between the ribs. And so this kind of waking up, this working, this zigzag with the motions and adding movement, adding stepping motion, waking up the biologicalness of our being. And then all of a sudden that little facet goes, meaning the rib just pops. It just slides. It doesn't pop. It slides back into place. And we can even hear a little to it. But what we feel is a huge relief. It's like pleasant. So it's not like we're just popping erroneously when we're doing healthy biological movements. I'm glad you brought that up. Eva.
Yeah. What was amazing when I started walking is how I could feel the weight shifting, you know, from one side to another, up and down, and I could really feel every motion of the walking and the weight shifting. It was just amazing. I never felt that so strongly before. More on the floor, it was easier to feel it on the floor, but standing up like that was just amazing.
Beautiful. Thank you. Anna.
First, I just feel so soft right now and barely want to talk. One thing that emerged for me that I'd never experienced was the breath underneath, like really underneath my arms. I mean, right in here, I've never really felt an opening consciously, so softly in myself. The one thing I did notice as we were putting our right hand behind the middle of our head, when I would release it, it felt so amazingly long. Just like, whoa. And then that was because right now when I reached out to get my jar of water, you know, I use my right hand. I'm so right-handed. And I understand why under here, it always feels like I want to scratch it. I want to open it up on my right hand because I use that so much. And then all of a sudden, really, I could not believe how open and just soft and open it felt. So again, I am going to practice this. Thank you.
So, you know, you say something that catches my interest, right? Under here. And there's so much activity that happens under our armpits with our lymph. I know Valentina would like to say something, but let me just say, no, but you should. Hint, right? There's so much activity and the need for our cleansing and motion and movement and flow, because those lymph, all of our lymph, but we take a brunt there. I think of breast care health. I think of people, I had a few friends when they got vaccinated on the arm, they got swollen under here. And I said, okay, don't worry. That's your lymph working really hard to contain something and flush it out. Drink a lot of water and let's work with movement, right? And thanks and giving thanks, right? So that we can get it so that they can then flow it out, right? But your lymph does an amazing job. But if we don't move our shoulders and we don't get this great movement and all that, then maybe it stays stagnant, the definition of stagnant. So maybe then we get flow. It's something important for us to think about, right? I mean, I love that we don't know, but what if we acted as if this does that? So it's as 7 minutes after the hour. My wondering is, should we take a break for a few minutes and then come back for the third hour? Linda, what would you like? Or we can continue discussion.
Well, I am wondering what I hear some of you saying, and I'm certainly feeling. Those were so profound. I have a feeling that we should end it here and just feel that. Because I don't know about anybody else, I found an amazing change. I thought it was absolutely impossible to start with. And the difference in my uprightness is really profound. But let's just see how others, I think we should take a break if we're going to, but how many others would like to just experience this?
And the thing I'd like to say to that is, if we end now, I just want to also leave you with, notice yourself in hours from now. So if it's daytime for you, notice yourself tonight before you go to bed. And if it's nighttime for you, notice yourself in the morning. This lesson lasts for hours. Yeah, Chanel is saying that she's still feeling adjusting. She can feel that, right? Because it's like micro adjusting through. So give yourself whatever the hour is for you, the gift of checking in to notice, because this is a big lesson because of, first of all, moving the head and the hand up above, and we're upright against the wall, and we're doing biological movement, all of that. Just keep noticing, checking in. There's something that shifts.
Do we want to just take a really short break and come back in case anyone during the break has something they want to share?
I am open to that. How does everybody feel? What would you like? Wendy, is that you saying goodbye?
I can stop.
No. You want to stay? Take a break and stay? You want to go? Tend to the dogs. Okay. Oh, I got it. That was a saying goodbye. Who would like, how about this means who would like to stay? Awesome. Oh, check it out. Okay, so let's take a 5-minute break and we'll come back for a little bit to have discussion about it or how you're using it. How do you feel about that, Linda?
Okay.
I feel like I'm in a really interesting place, and I'd like to just leave you all with that and experience it.
That's great. So just leave it recording. Can you do that?
Yeah, or I can turn it over to you so you can record.
Or we don't have to record discussion.
Yeah, we don't have to.
How about that?
Yeah, that's okay.
Okay, we'll just, I'll say good day or good night. And thank you so much, Eleanor. It was just really profound. Amazing. I didn't think I could change that much in such a short time with such beautiful movement. So
maybe a heart hug together.
Ah, nice idea. Thank you. And tomorrow, we leave there and go north to a little north of Zurich for a week. And I'll see you on Tuesday night.
Uh-huh. Call me when you get home, Linda.
Call you when I get home?
Aren't you going home within the week?
We go home the 28th of June.
Oh, June. Oh, okay. I don't have my paper calendar in front of me.
Got a way to go.
Okay, we'll stay in touch. I love you.
Aloha, Alice.
Aloha, bye. Take care.
So let's stay on and not take a break if Linda turns the recording off.